and the pattern of the Mishnah we're already very familiar with. First you have the broader psulim, and then we have the more particular psulim that relate to each particular one of the arba minim. Harava gzula v'yevesha psula, shel asherah shel nidachas psula, niktam rosha nifritzu aleha. Up to here, this is an exact replica of the Mishnayos that we already saw about Lulav and about Hadas. And then we have a number of new factors. Hatzavtzafa psula, kamusha vishenashu mikta saleha vishel ba'al kishira. So if someone were to ask you, in other words, we've had chakiros previously about certain psulim as to whether they were principles within the species or as to whether they are psulim. In other words, it's the right species, but we have a psul. What would you say about tzavtzafa? Tzavtzafa, would you view it as a different min, or it's the min of the arava, but it's pasul? You know, it's someone to wake up in the middle of the night and ask you that question. What would you sort of answer instinctively? Rashi's not instinct. Instinctively is what you think inside of you without looking at Rashi. Right. In other words, you had said that tzavtzafa is simply a different min. It's, in other words, it has certain parallel characteristics, but the bottom line is, it's called a tzavtzafa. It's not called an arava. Which Rishon learns like that clearly, says it's so black and white, you can't say any more black and white?
The Rambam.
Firstly, the Rambam, you know, we already have a litmus test. If the Rambam puts it in Perek Zayin, it means it's an issue of min. If he puts it in Perek Ches, it's a psul. And here, this is Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, the psulim, the Rambam puts in Perek Ches, Arava, Sheniktam, Rosha, Ksheira, Nifritzu, Aleha, Psula, that's all in Perek Ches. But here in Perek Zayin, the Rambam defines the min. What is Arve Nachal? And in Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Yesh min acher, Domela Arava, Ela Shala Shala Ogol, Piv Domela Masar, Kone Shaloino Adam, etc. Who Mishmashanikos? So the Rambam says, black and white, they were talking about a different min. However, Adam pointed out that we have a Rishon on the page who appears to disagree with the Rambam. And who is that, Adam?
Rashi.
The Rashi begins Tzavtzafa by saying, min arava. It appears, Pashas of Rashi, is that we're dealing with the species of arava, but pasul. But it's pasul. And Rashi repeats that in the long Rashi, Dibur HaMaskil Baal, where Rashi, after having gone through three Mishnayos, now Rashi points out that Haide Polig Lehuba Masnisin Bedalad Bavi, the fact that we have over here four separate Mishnayos about each of the meaning, V'toni Lulav Bapei Navshe, V'Hadas Bapei Navshe, V'chein Arava, V'chein Esrog, V'lo Irev Vani Lehu, wouldn't it have been much easier simply to write Arba Minim Hagzulim Vahyaveshim Psulim, Shel Ir Nidachas V'shel V'shel Ashera Psulim, rather than have four Mishnayos? So the Rashi explains, V'shem D'yesh B'kol Echad Ma She'ein B'chavero. And what's the example that he gives? D'i Lutzine Har Har Barzel Lo Shayach Ela B'lulav Anov of Merubim Me'olav Lo Shayach Ela B'hadas. These are the Min, but they're Psulim. And then he continues, V'tzavtzaf Elo Shayach Ela B'arava. And then he returns again, V'arla U'truma Lo Shayach Ela B'esog. Namely, he mentions in three out of the four minim psulim, and then he mentions tzavtzafa, so it would appear that he's assuming that a tzavtzafa is the proper min, just that we have a psul, similar to Sinei Hapahara Barzel, similar to Orla, similar to Anov of Merubim. The Nafkamina, the Chora, if we're correct that this is a Machlokes Rishonim, would be similar to what we saw in terms of Hadas Shote, that there also we had such a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam again put Hadas Shote in Perek Zayin in the Psul of Min. However, the Ritva had two deos as to what Shote implied, Did it mean that the shota is eno hadas gomor, right? It's a separate min, or it's eno masudar, it's the same min, it grows on the same bush. It grows, you know, they all grow together, just that this one is masudar and that one is not masudar in terms of the leaves. And we pointed out that the main nafkamina was how many days it's possible. If it's not the min, then clearly it's possible for 7 days. And that's what the Or Sameach is medayek in the Rambam. If it's a classic psul, so we saw that classic psulim are pasul on the first day. Only unusual psulim go for all 7 days. Then we saw a nafkamina in terms of shas hadchak. And in terms of hadas shote, we saw 2 deos in the Ramah, whether you could use a hadas shote b'shas hadchak. Yes? So what about the tzavtzefa? Could a tzavtzefa be used b'shas hadchak? Then we had an issue of Baltosif. In other words, is there an issue of adding in Hadasim Shotim to my Arba Minim to make it more, to make it look like a larger bouquet? We saw in the Rush a Machlokes between the Gaonim. Namely, the question is whether all of these issues would rise as well in terms of Tzavtzefa. Yes? It's possible, correct. You're 100% correct. That, in other words, it's certainly Rashi, an option. But that Rashi is, in other words, in the Havamin of dealing with the Psukim, it's unclear. You know, the fact that Rashi raises the issue,
but
we're all.
Psul is an when he says it's bad, not that it's a grusa, that it's a psul, it's a grusa that's mean after.
Right, yeah. It certainly is possible that we have over here two Lashonos in Rashi, and we'll see that Yitachin, that they stem from two dinim within the Gemara, but we can lechore add 2 more nafkaminas that we haven't discussed earlier. One of which really is shayach earlier in terms of hadas. I just forgot to mention it. That on the Gemara in the Aflamid Vav Amid Beis, towards the bottom, there is a shita of Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like the shita, but there's a shita of Rav Yehuda right below where the pasuk about sukos teshvu. Suka shel tol kol davar divra of Meir. Rav Meir points out that the schach of the sukkah can be made of any material which is organic and not makabel tuma. Rav Yehuda omer ein suka noheges ela ba'arba minim she belulov. And Rav Yehuda has a limud that we can learn from the minim that are meaningful in terms of lulav for the sukkah. So then the question is, could one use, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a hadas shote for schach, or could one use tzavtzefa for schach? That's another nafkamina. But the nafkamina which is unique to the world of Arava would be in terms of the Arava she b'mikdash. Could you use a tzavtzefa for the Arava she b'mikdash? And this raises the issue, what exactly is the relationship between the Arava Sheba Mikdash and the Arava which is part of Arba Minim? So I sent you to the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, which deals with the Shi'ur of these two Aravos, and there you saw that there's a very basic machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. That when the Gemara says that the Arava Sheba Mikdash Afilu Ola Echad Bevad Echad, it doesn't only distinguish in terms of how many olim we need and how many badim we need, but also what's missing in the Gemara is a shiur of gimel tfachim, namely that the arava of the mikdash has nothing to do with the arava of the arba minim. It's a totally, totally separate entity which has nothing in the world of shiurim. It's just a different world. Ma she'enkein within the Ran on that sugya, the Ran al pisvara points out on v'kama shiureha. The Ran concludes mihu mistabra de shiur arka Kashir Orech Arava Shebelulav Shlomatzinu Shikilu Ba Baze. That which Rashi said black and white does not exist, the Ran says Barer it exists. It must exist. The only difference between the Arava in the Mikdash and the Arava in the Araminim are questions of minor details. How many leaves you require, how many badim you require. But in terms of the length, Barer, that we have a shear of Gimel Tzvachim. Namely, that the Ran assumes that there is a common denominator between the Arava in the Mikdash and the Arava in the Arba Minim. And Lechora, this issue as to whether there is a common denominator or not, Lechora, this should link in with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalet Amed Aleph in terms of the Mar for the Arava Shebe Mikdash. Abba Shaul Omer, Arve Shtayim, Achas Lulolov, V'Achas Lemikdash, V'Rabbanam Lemikdash Menolahu, Hilchasa Gemirale. As to whether we're dealing over here, whether we're learning out the Arava in the Mikdash from the Arava of Arba Minim, that's the Shita of Abba Shaul, or whether it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai on its own, totally independent, that the Ran makes a lot of sense according to Abba Shaul. If we're learning one out from the other, Lechora, we should have the same basic shear. Well, Rashi fits in very, very nicely according to Rabbanan. There's also a Tosos over there on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tosos Veheviu Merubios Shel Arava. Tosos starts off, Kan Lo Hayu Masnin Kol Misha Yagia HaArava Shel Chaveiro Harayu B'Matana Kedetnan Gabei Lulav. Gaman Dama B'Pirkin Deleil HaArava Ocha Moshe Misinai Lo Gamrei Mi Shelachem. That if you're learning Ocha Moshe Misinai, so all of the psulim of Aminim don't apply to the Arava Shebemikdash. Ula Abba Shaul Name the Dorish Midachsiv Arve Achas Lulula V'Achas Lemikdash Alma Boi Mishalachem Gabe Mikdash Kamolulav. In other words, that Tosis wants to link the issue of Lachem, of whether the Arava has to belong to its owner, with the Machlokes between Abba Shaul and Rabbana. And then, in other words, if we're taking this approach, that according to Rabbanan, we are not going to have the psulim of Arba Minim. According to Abba Shaul, we will. Then we move over to the world of Tzavtzifa and ask whether the Tzavtzifa could be used in the Mikdash. So according to the Rambam, that Tzavtzifa is a totally different min. And so that it won't help you in the Mikdash. We need an Arava, whether we're learning according to Abba Shaul or according to Rabbanu. The Halacha Moshe Misinai is requiring an Arava. But according to Rashi, that it's a min arava, but possible, then it's possible to say, well, let's check. According to Rabbanan, we're dealing with a halacha Moshe Misinai. We have the min of arava. Who says that the psul of tzavtzifa applies in the mikdash? And even according to Abba Shaul, where Tosfos points out that the psulim can transfer from one to the other, but who says that all the psulim transfer from one to the other? And this is really what we find in the Shulchan Aruch, which the Gra points out in Shulchan Aruch, that when we move over to the Arava Sheba Mikdash, what we have nowadays is the Zecher in terms of Hoshana Rabbah. And so the Machaber begins, Shir Arava Zo Afilu Ala Echad Bevad Echad. Shir, that we have the, he quotes the Gemara, but then he continues, V'shir orka, kishir orech arava shebelulav. He quotes the Ran, right? In other words, that we have over here a requirement of a minimum shir of gimel tfachim, and then we have a Rama who says, V'chol ha-posel ba'arava shebelulav, posel ba'arava zo. Namely, this is not in the Ran, right? This in the parentheses points out, says, mi divrei haran, the perek lulav arava. This is an extension of the Ran. The Ran said that which the Mechaber said. The Ran says that we have this a parallel shear. But the Ran never said that kol haposel ba'arava shebelulav posel ba'arava zo, but the Gura points out that this is abashol. Right? Namely, that within Abba Shaul we have an identity. But that, you know, is that, that itself is a jump. The fact that Abba Shaul says that we have a comparison, he says we have a comparison. The fact that we have certain common denominators, we have certain common denominators. To say that we have an equation, that's, you know, that certainly fits into Abba Shaul. Certainly fits into the Ran. But that equation, according to the Gra, is Abba Shaul. So in terms of our question, would a tzavtzafa work in the Mikdash? So in the Gra's understanding of the Ran, certainly no. Kol haposel ba'arava, posel ba'arava zo. In terms of Rabbanan, so that would be totally in the Machlokes, whether the tzavtzafa is a min, but just a psul, then maybe it would work in the Mikdash according to Rabbanan. But if it's not the min at all, then even Rabbanan would agree that you couldn't have a tzavtzafa in the Mikdash. Okay, so this is the basic issue that we're dealing with over here in the sugya. And then we, you know, it translates into details that we find in Tosfos. Tosfos over here, there's two small Tosfos, one after the other, Achas leMikdash and Rabbanan leMikdash menalahu, where Tosfos points out, Achas leMikdash, Tema, Dekevan deResle Hilchasa, Ema af bigvulin, Mide Mikdash, Ksiv Bikra. How was Abba Shaul so clear that this Arve, the Lashon Rabim, would move over to Mikdash? I mean, what we would answer is that this is a Kabbalah, you know, but it's a Kabbalah that has an asmachta. But if you recall, Tosfos understood that these Gemaras should be taken literally, that really we're learning things out from scratch, Masru HaKosuv LaChachamim, to tell us what is the Arava and what is the Prietzadar, etc. But the next Tosfos follows in the same direction, Rabbanan LeMikdash Menalahu, Achinami, Matzi lemiboy laAbba Shaul shel Baal veshel Harim menalahu v'shema lesle. In other words, the Tosfos assumes that all of these drashos are mutually exclusive. That if you're doresh, if we are doresh the arve for shnayim, then we're not doresh arve for mikol makom. And then one has to search for sources for the halachos that are not found in one's own set of drashos. And Tosfos comes to the conclusion, ulefizeh, since we have a machlokes how to learn the phrase arve, ulefizeh, says Tosfos, tzarech lehizor shalalitol arava lulav ela imken gedela al nachal. The shtei drashos lo darshinan me arve kide darshinan lekama darshinan hacha, etc. Namely, that if you're choosing the path of Abba Shaul, and you're choosing that path, and you're going to go like the Ran, that we're going to set up the arava in the mikdash parallel to the arava in the arba minim, and then we have no makor that you can go beyond arve nachal, and you have to dafka use arve nachal within your arba minim. The Rush was not happy with this Tosfos. The Rush points out the Koshali, here you have the Tzadi of the Korban Nesanel, the Koshali Shelo Reisi Ha'olam Nizharim Mize. I never saw anyone who had a, you know, was selling it as a Hidur, that which grows specifically by a nachal, and certainly not that people would view it as being a ma'ake. V'gam Rashi pirish arve nachal gedelim al hanachal mitzvah lahavia gedelim al hanachal v'b'dievet sherim shel baal v'shel harim umarbinan lehume arve nachal V'lo re'isi l'rabos ayu mitzuvim l'havi arav ha'gedela al hanachal. Namely that within the rush, the rush took for granted, and he says the black and white, v'nirei l'farish da'arve nachal ha'gedelos al hanachal klomar mimin ha'godel al hanachal da'haynu arava sheru b'gedela al hanachal l'miyute tzavtzefa ha'gedela b'harim. Namely that we have over here a very basic machlokis between the rush and Tosfos as to whether nachal is a word, is a world of min, of species, or whether nachal is an issue of location. Of if it's a din of location, what Tosfos points out, then it's an din of hechsher and psul. And hechsher and psul, so then the question is, do we have a pasuk to include even harim ubal, or don't we have a pasuk to include? And Tosfos l'shita, so we may not have a pasuk to include, because the drashas are mutually exclusive, and so one should view the as a reality that which grows in the location which is not nachal is pasul, according to the rush. Now, just as we pointed out that tzavtzefa is a din within min, so also nachal is a din within min. Nachal simply means that we have an arava, as opposed to having a tzavtzefa. We have the same issue arises also in the Braisa that distinguishes between the Arava and the Tzavtzefa. Tanu Rabbanan, in the middle of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezo Arava the Ezo Tzavtzefa, Arava Kona Shela Adam, Ola Shela Mashuch, Pia Chalak. Tzavtzefa, Kona Shela Lavan, Ola shaga agol upiha dome le magal. So what happens when we have such a brisa, and we may have various branches that would have some of these simanim and not all of the simanim? What over here is the ma'akev, and what over here is not a ma'akev? So Tosis points out kone shaga. Kevan de pirish simane arava have sagi ela lahachshir af sheinbo gimel hasimanim elu kagon. We'll see in the Gemara the chilfa gila lafikach katani simane tzavtzefa lememar dafka hani. Again, that Tosfos is making what assumption in terms of the distinction between Arava and Tzavtzefa? Is it a din of psul, or is it a din of min? What is Tosfos over here assuming? That Tosfos says that within the world of Tzavtzefa, we need Dafka 3. Within the world of Arava, it's enough if we have one or two out of the three.
It's a psul.
I would say, in my humble opinion, is that Tosfos is assuming the difference between Arava and Tzavtzefa is like the Rambam, is a din in min, and therefore, and what we're saying is that which has a three simane Tzavtzefa is a min Tzavtzefa, but once we have a min kosher, an Arava, even without all the simanim, the min is a min kosher.
If it was a min, yes? It should have the same standard is the Arava. Like the only big reason to make a chiluk between the standards of the Arava in terms of Tzavtzefa, it's not because it's midin min, it's because it's midin psul.
Again, we have two options. One is that the that Arava and Tzavtzefa are two different minim. The other is that they're the same min, but the differences are in terms of when it has these simanim, it's kosher. When it has these simanim, then it's pasul. Correct? If we say that the Tzavtzefa, say it a little differently. It would, if we say that the simanim over here are worlds of hechsher and psul, then it's a little, it appears to me to be dachuk to say that you can have a hechsher when you're missing a condition of hechsher.
That's true. I agree, but it would be, I think it's even more dachuk to say that if it's a din of min, then the three things we said about the Arava are lav dafka, all three of them, but the three things we said about Tzatzfa are yadafka, all three of them. That doesn't make sense if it didn't mean. Okay, the same rule we apply to Arava should apply for Tzatzfa. It didn't mean.
Now, think, go back to your Hadas Shota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The moment that we have a situation where the leaves are going to be not avos, not three in a continuum, the moment that we lack avos, if we say that we have a different min, that would imply, I think, that anything else would still be the min hadas. That I think is what's being said over here. That the moment that we've defined the tzaftzafa, the different min, that when you have this combination of three simanim, that it differs in terms of the color of the kana, it differs in terms of the shapes of the leaves. It differs in terms of the texture of the edge of the leaf. The moment that we say that when you have the three simanim, it's a different, that combination is a different min, what I think that implies is that anything other than that would be the min of Arava. In other words,
Arava is like a very, very broad min, as well as a very, very narrow min.
That Arava is broad, v'haraya, it could be grown al nachal, it could be grown ba'al, it could be grown baharim. What we can't have is that it's not an Arava. When we have the white and the round and the serrated, that's not an Arava. But anything else would still be within the realm of Arava.
It's very strange that you need all three of those things to take it out of the min.
Like to create a different min.
It seems weird. What,
The question is, what is weirder? Okay. is it weirder to say that the three will create a different min? Or is it weirder to say that everything is the min of Arava, and when we have three X's, then we have a psul, and when we have one or two X's, then it's still kosher.
I think that's much less weird, I think.
Okay, so that's I hear what you, in other words, what you're saying. Okay, in other words, so it's not. Okay, I take it back. You can't prove from Tosus one way or another. The only other he'ara that I have over here in the sugya is that which you saw, the difference between Rashi and the Rambam. Again, the Chilfa Gila is a situation where we have in the Chilfa Gila, we have the siman of the color, we have the siman of the shape. We're missing is in terms of the smoothness of the edge, right? And so we say that that is kosher, even though we're missing one of the simanim. Ben understands that it's a world within Heksher and Psul that two out of the three would be enough, or at least that that one siman would not be a ma'akev.
Only leave the Tosfos. I wouldn't say that, but anyway, I just think it's much more than Tosfos.
Within Tosfos, that distinguishes between the three and the two. And I would say that once the Chilfa Gila is within the realm, within the min of Arava, that's why we don't need all three simanim.
Is Rabbi compelled by Rashi?
Not compelled by Rashi. In other words, compelled over here by the Tosis's distinction that the pasul you need three simanim. That a tzaftzefa requires three simanim, but Mashain came to be kosher, it's enough to have two simanim. The question is, what does that tell us? Are we dealing in terms of tzaftzefa with a world of a different min, or a world within Heksher and Psul?
Because Rashi clearly says Chofagila min arava, so that fits with what Rabbi's saying, that once it's classified straight away as min arava, so that's how you know that you only need two then.
I think that certainly that's Rashi. But I want to try and say that's also Tosfos from the distinction he has within Tzaftefa, but I can't prove it. In terms of simply what is the difference between the Magal and between the Masar, so Rashi understands that the difference is whether we're dealing when it's a serrated edge, are we dealing with serrated in one direction or in two directions? Whether right, that this would be the Magal and this would be the Masar. Masha'enkein, within the Rambam, distinguished differently. He distinguished between Eino Kimasar, by dealing, in other words, that the Tzaftzefa is similar to the Masar. Ela Yeshba Tlamim Katanim Admaod, Kamo Pi Magal Katan. That it's only a question over here of the size of the Pegimos. Are the Pegimos very, very small? Or are the Pegimos much more bolate, much more stand out, much more? And nowadays, basically, we're knowing like the Rambam that by the Arava, if the leaf is elongated and the stem is red, even if there is a certain lack of smoothness, but the lack of smoothness is a very small serration as opposed to large gaps, that itself is kosher. That's the diuk of the Kesef Mishnah within the Rambam. Okay, I don't have anything else to add on this Gemara, and so Bli Neder. In other words, I'll give you Mar Makomos for the next sugya. We'll try and get to the middle of Daf Lamed Hey Yomad Aleph next time. In other words, the Mishnah of the number of minim we've already seen. We'll see it again in terms of the Lekicha Tama, having all four minim and the numbers, and we'll move over into the world of Esro Gemir Tzashem. I said it.
I think we're removed.